This is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, your host on Diversity Bites, the program for everybody who understands the challenges inherent in creating a more diverse workforce. Join us as we explore the strategies and mindsets needed to transcend statistics, increase belonging, and unlock higher performance. Hello, this is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and welcome to Diversity Bites. I'm the creator of the Everybody Thrives program, which is for companies looking to unlock the full power of all their people. Well, today I want to talk about a riddle. I call it the riddle of power. If that sounds familiar, maybe if you've seen the Conan movies, I'm kind of borrowing from that a little bit. They talk about something called the riddle of steel. Today I'm going to talk about the riddle of power and what that has to do. So a lot of times when we talk about racism, systemic racism, when we talk about inclusion and equity, power is at the key of this. And who has power, who's keeping the power, and who's prevented from getting or even having access to people with power or to getting power themselves. And I just want to be clear about one thing that I really firmly believe, that the frameworks and behaviors that got us into this situation, this inequitable sort of potential robbing situation, are not the ones to get us out, right? So continuing to do the wrong thing, but maybe do the wrong thing in a slightly different way or with different targets, isn't really going to create any justice or create a better situation. What will they do? All they'll do is they'll replace one domination with another domination. And then what happens after that? You start to get stuck in this retribution cycle, right? Where it's just a power struggle and whoever's on top but used to be on bottom tries to keep power and, you know, typically punishes those who used to be on top who are now under their power. And what's sort of the natural occurrence or knock-on effect of that, it creates more violence, not just physical violence, but emotional violence, psychological violence, political violence. All it does is shift the focus. So the key here and what the riddle of power is power over people, the power to make people comply, is not true power, right? True power, the full power, and then this is kind of like riffing a little bit off of the riddle of steel, is power with people. It's power where people want to do what you also want to do and you do it together, so it multiplies the power of the thing that you wanted to do and that they wanted to do already. And that is true power. That is sort of system combating power, that is a power that is resilient, that is a power that can really, really create additional justice, it can release additional potential in people, and it can really change the state of our culture, of our organizations, and of people, you know, individuals, because of their ability now to be cultivated and flourish. So the riddle is your organization in their diversity, equity, inclusion, and other efforts, do they have an approach of power over, or do they figure out how to have power with their people? Well, thanks for joining us. I'm Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and this is Diversity Bites. If you're a social person, we'd love to hear from you. Join the conversation by leaving a short message at connectioncounselor.com/podcast. Remember, when it comes to higher performance, diversity bites, belonging delights.